and you're listening to the Talkline Network over WVIP 93.5 FM HD2, New Rochelle, New York. We are America's only Jewish radio program on regular broadcast radio on the internet and digital platforms. Enjoy.
You're right. You
Talkline Network Radio, America's longest-running Jewish broadcast network, the voice of the Jewish community.
To all New Yorkers 12 and older who need COVID-19 vaccines, we'd like to welcome you to get yours. It's your turn. Get vaccinated today. Visit nyc.gov/vaccinefinder or call 877-VAX4NYC.
Did you know that life insurance can be an answer to enhancing your financial well-being? Ann Crane Lowy, an independent life insurance agent, can help you take advantage of all the great benefits of life insurance that not only protect your family, but can be accessed to improve your current lifestyle. For example, did you know that you can use monies in life insurance to pay for home improvements, vacations, simchas, bar and bat mitzvahs, weddings, other investments, and more? It's perfectly legal, and the funds can come to you very quickly. Ann Crane has used this method for herself and her clients very successfully and can help you do so as well. Reach out to Ann Crane Lowy to find out about all the great living benefits of life insurance that will enhance your day-to-day lifestyle. For a free consultation, call Ann Crane Lowy at 646-335-5519. Again, that's 646-335-5519.
You should know what to expect when you get a COVID-19 vaccine. This is what. You might need 2 doses. Depending on the vaccine you're given, you may have to get a second dose 3 to 4 weeks after the first. You may have side effects. Some people are having short-term side effects like arm soreness, headaches, body aches, chills, or fever. These are expected and means your body is building protection against COVID-19. You will build immunity. It takes about 2 weeks after your last dose to get the full protection from the vaccine. You will still need to be safe. Until enough people are vaccinated, keep yourself and others safe by wearing your face covering, washing your hands, physically distancing, and staying home when you're sick. So yes, you're right. You should know what to expect when you get a COVID-19 vaccine. So knowing you may need 2 doses, side effects are possible, you'll build immunity, plus you'll still need to be safe, means no surprises when you get your COVID-19 vaccine. To learn more, visit nyc.gov/COVID-vaccine.
What are we gonna do with our children? What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Here is your host.
Good evening and welcome back to Masks Weekly Radio Show on Family Matters. Mask, Mothers and Fathers Aligned, saving kids, kids of all ages and all stages for all mental health issues, including school issues, addiction, molestation, whatever referral you may need for yourself or a loved one, feel free to call the Mask Confidential number at 718-758-0400. I'll repeat the number. Maybe you want to write it down for yourself, a loved one, a neighbor, or someone you usually would sit next to in shul. Again, our confidential number you can call anonymously, and that is 718-758-0400. Mask is in its 24th year, and over 112,000 families have reached out and attended programs and received referrals for mental health issues. If you know somebody that wants to join a parent support group, either by Zoom or in person, please give us a call And we could let them know the times, the days, the facilitators of our groups. And there are many new organizations. 24 years ago when I started Mass, we were one of the only ones in town. But Baruch Hashem, thank God, there are many organizations that are helping families help their loved ones in whatever issues, eating disorders, schizophrenia, bipolar, any mental health issue, including all forms of addiction. Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone and dial Mass or one of the other organizations that are out there helping, because no one should struggle alone. There are therapists available by Zoom, telehealth. Give us a call so we can help you or your loved ones. So tonight, I must say, it's a true honor to have on with us a very busy man, a businessman, but who also is a true activist, and that is the famous Ellie Nash. He is a family man living in Miami Beach, born and raised in the Crown Heights, Brooklyn community. Like I said, he's a businessman, but to me, he's been an activist for many, many projects that to help strengthen the Crown Heights community, whether it was education or and mental health. So I'd like to welcome you on tonight, Ellie Nash. Thank you for coming on and making the time for being on with us.
Thank you, Hama, for having me.
So is it okay if I address you as Ellie?
Absolutely.
Okay.
My preference.
Okay. So Ellie, born and bred in Crown Heights. Crown Heights is so important both to you and to me. I was born in Crown Heights. Not born. I was born out of Crown Heights, but I grew up in Crown Heights, went to school in Crown Heights. And Crown Heights is so important to me. And you are doing now a wonderful, wonderful, you have a new initiative out there. And I very much want you to be able to introduce it to the Klal, to everyone listening, because everyone, even if they're not from Crown Heights, can be a part of this wonderful new initiative. This initiative that you'll be speaking about is in loving memory of the daughter, the tragic passing of the daughter of the Gerari family, dearest Yocheved, who died at such a young age of 24 years old. May God give the family the comfort. On behalf of Mass and myself, we are offering them our condolences. And I'd like you to speak about your new initiative in her loving memory, please.
Absolutely. So earlier this week was Yocheved's, or I should say last week, was Yocheved's 25th birthday. As you mentioned, in December of last year, Yocheved was 24 years old, and after a long struggle with mental health issues and I believe an eating disorder, she took her own life. And I didn't know her very well, her friend, musician of Remy G. And I saw him, I believe it's the first case I've seen in Crown Heights where someone has lost a child in this way, where they've been open about what happened. And I was very moved by it, because I think that it's important to sometimes shine a light on the darker parts of our world. Sunlight is said to be the best of disinfectants. And I was extremely moved that the family had chosen to go about it in this way. And I reached out to them, and in conversation with her parents, I asked if I can be supportive in any way to do something in memory of her. And they seemed very motivated to channel the pain that they had over the experience into a purpose. And together we launched the initiative called the Yocheved Gerari Kindness Award. It's run by Rabbi Simon Jacobson's organization, the Meaningful Life Center. And every year, We intend to award two teachers, starting within the Crown Heights community. But for those who know the Crown Heights community, nothing is meant to stay in the Crown Heights community. It's meant to be a light to other communities. That's the Rebbe's way. So it's to start in this community, to highlight acts of kindness, which is something the Rebbe spoke about a lot, to do an act of kindness, and one more act of kindness can tip the scale. And that's the message that we're highlighting, is especially those unsung heroes, those teachers who are spending more time with our children than anyone else, and to recognize those small things that they do that have a meaningful long-term impact. So two teachers will be selected every single year and win an award of $15,000. Two students, because students can also make a meaningful impact on someone's life. They too will be awarded with a $5,000 award. And on the website, kindnessaward.com, will be a repository of stories of kindness, of inclusion. And I should explain what we mean by kindness, because the word is somewhat generic, or could be somewhat generic. It's those things that someone does that really give someone a feeling of belonging. Because I think in our communities, to all of us, is one of our strong needs is to have a sense of love and belonging, that we're a part of something. And for whatever reason, some of us who grew up in the communities don't feel like we belong. Very often we don't feel like we belong or fit in anywhere, and that can be a lifelong struggle, just trying to find a place where we belong. So those small acts of kindness that we're trying to highlight are those things where someone is saying, hey, you belong. You belong as one of us. You belong as a member of our community, a member of the Jewish faith, a member of this group of friends, whatever it is, you belong. You have a place there. And for those small acts to be recognized and highlighted, we feel is very important, and the family felt is a meaningful legacy for your heaven.
So, Ellie, it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for people to get recognized, but also, like you said, to spread the feeling of kindness. I know that the Gerari family had earlier on in the year do it via Chebed.com, acts of good and kindness to post resolutions. And there's so many on that website. So tell me, is this award only about Crown Heights?
We wanted to start somewhere. It was a discussion we had with the Gerari family. We wanted to start somewhere, and we came to the conclusion that if we spread ourselves too thin, we may not get anywhere. So the idea would be to start in Crown Heights, perfect it within the community, and after that, hope to inspire many other communities to do the same thing, to highlight these teachers who are and students who are doing meaningful things.
Right. So there can other communities post their stories about their teachers or students in any way?
Absolutely, we want to. As a matter of fact, I posted a story of my own on the website from my school years with a teacher that I had in yeshiva in Montreal. And I shared about a meaningful interaction I had on there. If someone wants to read the story, they can go to kindnessaward.com and in one of those sections to read a story. You'll see my story there of how he did something 20 years ago, letting me know that I was included and letting me know that he cared about me. And in that, you know, and I still remember it till this day. I remember the kindness of this man, Rabbi Winger.
Wow, beautiful. So I am inviting everyone listening out there, if you know a teacher, you know a student in Crown Heights, go on to kindnessaward.com and post your story so that you could possibly get nominated for these awards. But there is a but. We also need to gather stories from other communities. So anyone that has a wonderful, warm, kind story about a friend, a teacher, please go on to kindnessaward.com and post your story so that we can gather for the in memory of loving memory of Yocheved Gerari for their family and Mr. Nash's great kindness and generosity to help make this happen. Let's gather as many stories as possible so that we can gather it so that we could gain speed for them to be able to make this a yearly award and gather other communities to piggyback one day, God willing. Mr. Nash, you speak often about mental health issues. I know you're involved, whether it's sexual abuse or after school programs, and you speak about using a voice to be an agent of change. What would you like to say to listeners out there about that, please? What message do you want to give?
You know, as someone who's extremely passionate about mental health, mostly because of my own experiences, being sexually abused as a child and feeling a strong sense of not belonging and extremely a ton of insecurity, a ton of anxiety, and realizing that my number one focus had to be to sort this out, I've come to focus it not only for myself, but also for others. I think it's something, I think the bedrock of a good life is a strong mental health. And mental health is not much different than physical health, right? If we don't take care of it, then it weakens. So putting that front and center, not allowing it to be stigmatized, is important. In regards specifically to the voice, what I found is that healing goes through three phases. There's the first phase of therapy, so to speak, right? That trauma that needs to be resolved in some way, almost an infection that has to be uprooted. In my case, there was the child sex abuse and the very real trauma, the lack of trust and other things that were impacting my life. So that was the first phase of healing, to reduce some of that trauma and really to work in a therapeutic setting for that to heal. I also had, and I speak about it, quite often, an addiction to pornography. And now it's been nearly 5 years since I've watched pornography. And for a long time, it was a daily part of my routine. I have a TED talk on the subject called Escaping Porn Addiction that's been seen millions of times. And as part of that healing within recovery, I found the next is to find some meaning in our stories. You know, I grew up in Crown Heights. I grew up in a community that talks a lot about God and talks how God controls the world and God is the decider of everything. And I've recognized that that has to be included in my healing. I can't believe in a God and not believe that God was there when I was being sexually abused. I can't believe that God gave me my child, but God didn't give me my addiction to pornography. I have to believe that all of this is given by God and there's a kernel of good inside it if I'm really willing to do the work of finding it. And in that sense, I find meaning as the second component of healing. The first is kind of uprooting the infection, and the second is finding it. And the third is service, is to be able to give and share this with others, because when we're able to spread that out to other people, then it really rounds out our healing in a way that makes it very meaningful. We're seeing that not only are we better as a result of what happened to us, but we're also able to use it to make the world a better place, which in a lot of ways is what the Ghurari family is doing with their story. So as a result, I've taken to speaking a lot. Other people may take to writing, but I find that the ability to share our story is one of the most important ways that we can help others. You said a line in your introduction, Mokama, about no one has to suffer alone, I think was the expression you used.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the most important things we can do to those who are suffering is let them know that they're not alone. And that's something, ironically, that the person who can make them feel least alone is the one who has struggled in that way specifically. So for someone who's been destroyed by pornography, there's no one better than me to be on the other end of that phone call, or someone else who struggled in the same way. So in just the opposite of what we think naturally, when we have these problems, we say, woe is me, no one is going to like me, no one is going to care about me. It's just, if they knew about these things, I found just the opposite. The liability turns into an asset. And today, people who are struggling with these things reach out to me all the time, and I'm able to be that person telling them, you don't have to struggle alone. And hopefully they can start that phase of removing the infection, finding meaning in their story, and service the three-phase journey of healing.
Thank you, Ellie. When reading something not long ago, I remember you said, when one shares their hardships, it can move them from shame to healing. And like you said, there is a way to heal, but one needs to be open to it and reach out to start that process. And Ellie, you have been there not for 50 or 100. You've been there for so many people in so many different ways over the years. And yashar koach to you. You should go from strength to strength, and all good for your family always and in business.
Thank you.
Let's give it another shout out to your new initiative. And you want to give out the website where one can go on, please?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's kindnessaward.com. In terms of nominations, anyone can nominate. Winner would have to be a current teacher, but even if the story was told by 20 years ago, that would still be a valid nomination. We just felt that keeping it focused to current teachers who are in the system and every single day working with our youth are the most important people to highlight and reward, so to speak. So we focus it on that, but it doesn't have to be a current story. It could be something that happened 30 years ago if the teacher is current. And it could be a parent, it could be a student. Any story is meaningful.
And does it matter, elementary, high school, college? Is college okay? College teachers as well?
I believe it goes through high school. I believe
through
it goes
high
through high school.
School.
But again, like you said, is if someone doesn't belong as part of a nomination, that definitely belongs as a story. And I actually thought it would be nice to share the story that just was submitted the other day.
Sure.
From Mendy Pellin. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the name Mendy Pellin. He's
yes.
a fairly well-known comedian of sorts. So Mendy shared this story on the website, and it should be up. If it's not up already, it should be up within the next day or so. I just saw it come through on the back end. And he had said how at one point he broke his leg and he was invited to a wedding. And for whatever reason, he was particularly embarrassed about being in a wheelchair. So he came very early to the wedding. And he had someone help him from the wheelchair to a chair right at the front of the chuppah by 770. And he moved the wheelchair out of the way. Now as the chuppah, started, one of the things that are done in the Chabad community is to read a letter of the Rebbe that the Rebbe once wrote to a couple who is getting engaged. And the custom is for everyone to stand when this letter is being read. Obviously, Mendy couldn't stand. So everyone stood up, and there Mendy was, looking almost like he's disrespecting the Rebbe's letter by not standing up. But he couldn't stand up, and he didn't want to be helped by anyone. He didn't want the embarrassment. And he said some rabbi came and sat down right next to him. And he said he felt, I forget the words he used, but something about it, he felt so understood and seen by this person, who was a big rabbi, who he too chose. The meaning of that, right? That he chose that Mendy's feelings were more important than standing for the letter of the Rebbe. And no doubt the Rebbe would have approved of a move like that.
Wow.
So it's those stories. He's not a teacher. He mentioned the name of the individual who did that. I believe he's a rabbi in Ukraine somewhere. And it's those small things that, may not make the front page of the New York Times. But for Mendy, that story stuck with him and meant something meaningful to him. Years later. And those are the things that we're trying to highlight. So any of those stories that speaks to someone, if it moved them in some way, it doesn't have to be a $1 million donation. If it was impactful to the person who it happened to, then share the story. And I'm sure the person who performed that act of kindness would love to see that being recognized. And like they say, what we appreciate appreciates. Meaning of the word appreciate.
Absolutely. So
it goes
again,
up, it happens more.
Right. Absolutely. One kindness will lead to another, hopefully. And recognizing teachers is just huge. They do get, too little recognition for they do, most of the teachers. So again, kindnessaward.com in memory of a loving daughter, Yocheved, of the Gerari family. So I'd like to thank you so much for making the time and being on with us tonight, Ellie. And I want to wish you much hatzlach in all you do for your
thank
family
you so much.
And for the Crown Heights community. Thank you for being on tonight.
And thank you for what you are doing and continue to do for the community. You said 24 years?
24 years, over 112,000 families. And
that's beautiful.
Baruch Hashem, so many more people speaking about mental health, like the courageous family, the Gararis, who are doing whatever they can to help get the word out there to make a change in memory of their dear daughter, Yocheved, Alei Shalom. So, yes, and if anyone needs a free naloxone kit, feel free to give MASC a call, and we could arrange that for you to get a free naloxone kit and to be trained on how to administer for prevention of opioid overdose. So feel free, I'll give out our number again, and that is 718-758-0400. And please spread the word, kindnessaward.com. Get the word out there to your friends, to your neighbors, to friends in school. Let them all go on. Let's share all the beautiful stories you may have that we can get out there in Yocheved's memory. And good luck to whoever wins this award. It'll be wonderful. When will you be picking the award? Do you know yet?
We haven't finalized the exact date, but should be towards the beginning of the coming school year.
And that will be an event, correct? I heard it may be a big event.
Yeah, we've gone back and forth whether to make it a virtual event or an in-person event. I hope that we land on an in-person event.
I hope not only you land on an in-person event, but I hope that you'll have Zoom available so that people that live out of town or from other communities that are posting their stories could at least get to see the wonderful event you will be putting together in her memory and honor.
That would make a lot of sense to me.
Good. Good, great, glad. All right, well, thank you, Mr. Nash. And I want to wish everybody a very good evening, a beautiful Shabbos. And always remember, hang in, hold on, and virtually tonight, hug tight. Please go online to listen to any of our previous stories or make a donation to maskparents.org. And our number for referrals, 718-758-0400. Thank you and have a good night.
Thanks for listening.
A message from the New York City Health Department. Now children 12 and older can be vaccinated against COVID-19 with the FDA-authorized Pfizer vaccine. While children and teens aren't typically at high risk for getting severely sick from COVID-19, they can still spread the virus, which is why it is important for them to get vaccinated to protect themselves and others. So get your child vaccinated against COVID-19. If you have questions, speak with your provider or visit nyc.gov/COVID vaccine.
Hi, this is Rabbi Simon Jacobson, excited to invite you to my new radio show, My Life Tanya Applied, every Saturday night, Matzoy Shabbos from 10 to 10:30 p.m. on WSNR 620 AM and online, talklinecommunications.com. Please join me for this exhilarating journey where we will apply the deepest teachings of Torah to our personal, emotional, and psychological lives.
Are you interested in hosting your own radio show and podcast, or perhaps a TV program? Talkline Network can help you get on the air from 1 hour weekly to 24 hours a day. Ideal for ethnic, foreign language, medical, business, and religious broadcasting. We also have full-time radio stations for lease, as well as FM HD channels. For more information, please call 212-769-1925. That's 212-769-1925. Or email zevbrenner@gmail.com.
Talkline Network Radio, America's longest-running Jewish broadcast network, the voice of the Jewish community.